Right, let's kick off with football. Nigeria bounced back from 2 goals down to claim their 10th Women's Africa Cup of Nations title after a 3-2 victory over host nation Morocco. Now, the Super Eagles are the only country to have lifted that many titles on the African continent. Morocco are the first to lose back-to-back WAFCON finals as hosts, Morocco losing to Banyana Banyana in 2022. Staying with football, England captain Leah Williamson says they don't carry the weight of defending their Women's Euros title. The Lionesses take on world champion Spain in the final in Basel this evening. And Williamson's comfortable trying to live up to the expectations of the country.
I think we're very connected to what it means to the nation in that sense, or as connected as we can be being away from home. The opportunity is the best thing in football. We came to the tournament, we wanted to be here, we wanted to be in it till the end and have a chance to fight for that trophy.
Tonight's Women's Euros final kicks off at 6 o'clock. In rugby, Springbok women performance coach faced a brain feels. His side have taken another step, a positive step rather, towards the Rugby World Cup in England, despite their 34-26 loss in their test against New Zealand in the Mother City yesterday. Now, the South African side recovered from a tough first half, which saw the defence leak 4 tries, but only 2 in the second half. And then the Hollybet Sharks didn't get the best of starts to their Curry Cup campaign yesterday as they fell 46-5 to the Fidelity ADT Lions at Ellis Park. Now, the Durbanites only had one good moment near the try line, courtesy of Pikolomzi Sobahle, who pushed over the line from close range. And then the Vodacom Bulls have closed in on a comprehensive 48-23 bonus point win of arch rivals DHL Western Province yesterday. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.